staying with federal politics and turning to the Greens, for the government's tax reforms to pass Parliament, they'll have to be supported by the minor party after the Coalition said it would oppose the changes. Nick McKim is the Greens spokesperson for Economic Justice and Treasury and joins me now. Nick McKim, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Sally.
Just first, before we get to the tax issue, what's your reaction to the treatment of detainees, including Australians who were part of the flotilla trying to make its way to Gaza?
My reaction, I suspect, is the same as most Australians who've seen some of the footage of that treatment. That is abhorrent treatment of people by a senior figure in the Israeli government. People are being degraded. They're having their human rights abused. It is effectively a form of torture. And the simple fact is that Israel is now a rogue state. They're kidnapping people, including Australian citizens, from international waters on the high seas. It's basically an act of piracy. They are illegally taking them into Israel. And then when they get them into Israel, they are abusing and degrading them. I mean, this demands the strongest possible response from our Prime Minister and our Foreign Minister, a far, far stronger response than they've delivered to date.
Last week, returning to economics, you told the program for the Greens to decide whether or not to support the government's tax reform, the party first needs to figure out if the changes are a step in the right direction. A week down the track, what's your view?
Well, look, they do appear to be a step in the right direction. But as we said on budget night, Labor has got the balance in this package very wrong. Faced with a once-in-a-generation opportunity to shift more of the tax burden onto super wealthy people, and in particular super wealthy property speculators, Labor blinked, so that if you own 50 or 100 or 500 investment properties, Labor has chosen to mostly protect the overwhelming benefits of your obscene tax handouts. So those benefits are going to continue to flow to super wealthy people, and there's not enough help for everyone else. So a better version might have been that Labor could have clawed back more of the obscene amount of tax breaks going to some of the wealthiest people in our country and used it to, for example, lift the tax-free threshold, which would have given people a significant tax cut in their paycheck to help with the cost of living crisis people are facing. And that could have been paid for by making some of the wealthiest people in this country pay a little bit more tax. Labor chose the 1% over the 99%, and that's why they got the balance wrong.
Will you be pushing them in that direction?
Well, we certainly want to see this package better and fairer, and we will keep pushing Labor for that. But faced with the opportunity to deliver a lower tax rate for workers at the expense of wealthy property investors, Labor has blinked. And it's a real missed opportunity. We've got a tax system at the moment that is completely rigged in favour of super wealthy people. It's completely rigged in favour of big corporations, and young people and working people are being ripped off and paying more than their fair share of tax, and that needs to change.
Since we last spoke, the conversation about changes to capital gains taxes shifted from its effect only on housing to consequences for Australian investors as it applies to all asset classes. Would the Greens support carve-outs for assets that are not housing?
Well, there's a lot of things that could improve this package, and there's a lot of legitimate criticisms of this package floating around at the moment. We'll have a look at any of those amendments once we see them, but I do want to make the point, we still haven't seen the government's legislation yet. We anticipate that'll be tabled relatively soon into the Parliament, and once we've seen that legislation, we'll run that through our processes. Other people will run it through their processes, and we'll see where that takes us.
Given the Greens will be crucial to getting any tax reforms through the Parliament, what's the number one change that your party will be pushing for when you're negotiating with the government?
Well, we've been very clear all the way through this that we don't believe that the obscene tax breaks for property speculators who might own many hundreds of investment properties should have been grandparented, should have been preserved in this policy. And Labor's decision to do that means that those people are going to keep the overwhelming majority of the benefits that they've been enjoying as a group for many, many decades now. And I understand how young people are feeling here. Like, young people are standing there watching the Australian dream of owning their own home recede into the distance. They are looking at the drawbridge being pulled up in front of them, and the people standing on the castle walls are the people who are overwhelmingly very wealthy people. They've got access to obscene tax breaks that Labor has chosen to protect. So if we had to make one change to this package to make it fairer, we would claw far more back from super wealthy property investors, and we would invest that into a genuine tax break for working Australians that would help them at the moment as they're getting smashed as prices are going up everywhere.
We've only got about a minute up our sleeve. The government says it's planning to bring some tax reform legislation to Parliament in a couple of weeks. Should the government wait longer to allow for more consultation on these changes?
Well, I think, the government will do, Labor will do what it does, and that's a matter for them. This package does appear, taken as a whole, to be a small step in the right direction. That was our assessment on budget night, and that remains our assessment today. So, when Labor introduced the package, as I said, we'll run it through our processes. I think governments always need to consult, and they always need to take into consideration people's views. But at the end of the day, governments are for governing, and they need to make a call here. And if they introduce their package, then the debate can start.
Nick McKim, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Sally.